There is no greater celebration of the human form than the Olympic Games, so write the editors of Playboy, as they introduce a 12-page photo essay of women athletes in Athens that leaves little to the imagination. And according to Tony Perrotte, author of The Naked Olympics, the ancient Greeks, who always trained and competed in the nude, would have approved.
The latest issue of Playboy featuring the women of the Olympics has raised few eyebrows in sporting circles. But for history lovers, it's a cause for rejoicing. The games have returned to Greece, the land of their birth, and the competitors are obviously getting into the spirit of things by returning to the event's pagan roots. Nudity was central to the ancient Greek sports culture. All athletes trained and competed naked, wearing nothing but olive oil. Only barbarians were ashamed to display their bodies. It was a practice that shocked observers from other ancient cultures who thought it promoted sexual degeneracy. And by many standards, it did. The Greek gymnasiums were known as prime pickup spots, and athletes would train beneath a statue of Eros, the god of love. At the Olympic Games, this carnal ambiance reached a fever pitch as contestants paraded around the stadium like peacocks, flexing their muscles for the admiring crowd. And poets would write odes to their perfectly honed bodies, bronze the colour of fired clay. But before Playboy readers get too sweaty-palmed about this pagan paradise, we must remember that the ancient Olympics were all male, so the opportunities for ogling the female form were decidedly limited. There was a secondary festival for women at Olympia, where girls would race in short tunics with the right breast exposed, in homage to the Amazon warrior queens. A rather sexy look, one might think. But the only place where girls were given proper athletic training was Sparta. In this rigid militaristic society, women competed as naked as the men. This became quite popular with male sports fans who would travel from around Greece to watch the Spartan girls oil one another down and writhe in the arena, an incipient version of mud wrestling. The poet Propertius came all the way from Italy to watch the event and wrote lascivious verse about the girls' muscular limbs and tawny skin. Of course, the Christians were horrified by all this Greek body worship, and especially the erotic ambience of the Olympic festival. In 393 AD, the Emperor Theodosius I banned the games, before long angry Christians sacked and destroyed the site of Olympia itself. Today, it's comforting to know that after a hiatus of 1600 years, the most notorious of ancient Greek traditions is making a comeback. After the Playboy spread, it's only a matter of time before the Olympic Committee tells athletes to get rid of their skimpy outfits altogether and perform entirely in the nude. NBC would love it. The ratings will soar, not to mention the anemic ticket sales in Athens. An all-nude Olympics might even return the Games to their ancient status as a festival that no individual could ignore. Greeks from every section of society were avid sports fans. It didn't matter if you were a labourer or an intellectual, a fishmonger or a philosopher, baker or mathematician, your eyes would be glued to that Olympic stadium where the world's greatest athletes strutted their stuff in the buff.
Tony Perrotte is the author of The Naked Olympics. He lives in Manhattan.